USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration rolls out another idea for addressing illegal immigration. It's a proposed rule that would say that people could not apply for asylum in the United States if they'd already passed through another country on their way to get to the U.S. border. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
This is going to send a clear message, though, to people considering coming up illegally to this country, the hope that they'll get by that first hurdle and then disappear into our interior, that isn't going to happen anymore.
The State Department confirming another American tourist death in the Dominican Republic. The Georgia man died in March from respiratory illness after a day of sightseeing with his sister. He's the 11th confirmed American death in the Caribbean country since June of last year. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Sex offender and multi-billionaire investor Jeffrey Epstein has a bail hearing today in New York City. His lawyers asking for his release on $77 million bail by putting up his Upper East Side mansion. The 66-year-old hedge fund manager currently being held without bail after his arrest on new accusations that he abused dozens of girls in his New York and Florida homes. Iran's president says his side would be willing to hold talks with the United States if the U.S. lifts sanctions and rejoins the 2015 nuclear deal. President Hassan Rouhani saying that his country has always believed in negotiations, but he stipulated Washington would need to ratchet down the economic pressure from the harsh sanctions imposed after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from that Obama-era agreement. Today is Amazon Prime Day 2019, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
New York utility company Con Edison is saying that it could take weeks to find out the cause of the massive power outage that left about 72,000 customers in the dark on Saturday night. The utility had crews out on Sunday investigating, but there's been no word of a possible cause at this point, except that a transformer exploded and burned. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying it was not the result of an act of terrorism, excessive electrical use, or a cyber attack. Governor Andrew Cuomo is ordering a state agency to conduct an independent investigation into the cause of the outage, saying such outages in one of the world's largest cities cannot be allowed to happen again. A New Jersey police officer who was lucky to be alive in April is now lucky to not be in jail. Matthew Ellery was on duty behind the wheel of his police vehicle when he shot heroin and almost died of an overdose. As part of a plea deal, Ellery will now avoid jail time, but has to remain clean for 5 years or face a 5-year prison sentence. The investigation into the overdose coincides with the resignations of the police chief and a captain. And there's a winner in the $198 million Powerball jackpot, reportedly after a ticket was sold in the state of Tennessee. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.